Well, hello again. We couldn't resist this. I'm having to re-record this because it got deleted earlier. But this is Lochbuie number 3. And tonight, as you can hear, if you listen, not only are we standing in the middle of this big, enormous sheet of ice the size of Siberia, and it feels like Siberia, we're lighting a bonfire on the ice.
And it's melting.
And we're doing that to mark the fact that the name of our Buddhist ordering community got changed very suddenly. And that's a whole strange process for at least some of us. And not an unpainful process with some grief in it about the loss of things. So we're here to do a ritual. And we're going to burn all the names that we know in the middle of a frozen loch in a glen in Scotland. And we're going to see if that helps the process along. So I'll check in with you again in a little bit as we get going. So we're going to start by chanting the Padmasambhava mantra. No, we're not. Somebody shaking their head. What are we doing?
Invocation.
Invocation, sorry, in Tibetan.
English.
In English. Oh, cheesy peeps. Goodness, I'm useless as a journalist. Yeah, we're doing something in Tibetan. Now we're doing something in English, and it'll sound good.
Just see our shadows cast up in the mist by the firelight in a very mysterious way. And you can just remember Padmasambhava and the lake of Dhyanakosha. So, the invocation to Padmasambhava. In the northwest of the land of Urgyan, on the calyx of a lotus flower, O wondrous, the highest city has been attained.
Om Mahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Om. Om Mahum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Om.